I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto City Council approves the first Black Food Sovereignty Plan as a response to the need for immediate action to address food insecurity experienced by many Black Torontonians, according to a recent press release. The press release states that research shows Black families are 3.5 times more likely to be food insecure compared to white families, with about 36% of Black children living in food insecure households. The high rates of food insecurity have been linked to poor health outcomes, including an increased likelihood of developing diabetes, asthma, cardiovascular disease, and depression. Further, the release says that populations most affected by food insecurity have been also identified as being more vulnerable to COVID-19. The plan will be for 5 years, led by local communities with support from the municipal government to accomplish three main objectives. First, develop city-supported Black-led initiatives dedicated to addressing food insecurity issues that disproportionately impact Black communities. Second, identify and establish sustained supports and funding for Black-led, Black-serving, and Black-mandated food organizations and Black food sovereignty community infrastructure. Lastly, engage, align, and leverage new and existing city strategies and initiatives to advance systems change and shared goals to realize Black food sovereignty outcomes in neighborhoods with high Black populations. This plan is a response to the July 2020 Board of Health direction to develop a Black food sovereignty plan that will increase access to healthy, affordable, and culturally appropriate food. Also, to combat the root causes of food insecurity and to build increased resilience and well-being for Black communities to advance post-pandemic recovery efforts. City Council's decision to initiate this plan will require the enactment of a confirmatory bylaw, the press release states. Anon Lulali, Executive Director of African Food Basket, said, quote, "Today, as people of African descent in Toronto, we celebrate a historic event that Toronto City Council passed, the Black Food Sovereignty Plan for Toronto. This is a celebration for all Black Canadians who live in Toronto. We have come together to assert our role in pioneering Black food sovereignty in Canada, and to discharge our duty to the people of African descent in the city of Toronto. The food, climate, environmental, economic, democratic, and health crises that culminated with the COVID-19 pandemic, transformation of the current food system, food model, is vital. As activists, advocates, policymakers, service providers, researchers, and interested community members, let's intensify our effort to ensure the implementation and the success of the Black Food Sovereignty Plan for Black communities in the future." End quote. Toronto Mayor John Tory also said, quote, "With this plan, we want to positively impact the lives of Black Torontonians through increased access to food and health services, access to training and economic development and employment opportunities, and enhance opportunities for civic engagement that will shape municipal decisions that impact their lives." End quote. Lastly, Spadina Fort York City Councillor and Chair of Toronto's Board of Health, Joe Cressy, said, quote, "Anti-Black racism is a public health crisis. Black families are more than 3 times as likely to face food insecurity as white families, with lasting impacts on key societal, social detriments of health for Black residents and communities. The development and implementation of the Toronto Black Food Sovereignty Plan is an important step forward in addressing systematic racism and discrimination and tackling the inequalities that Black communities face when it comes to accessing healthy, affordable, and culturally appropriate food." End quote. The African Food Basket is a community-based nonprofit organization since 1995. Its initiative for the Black Food Sovereignty Program began during the COVID-19 pandemic. So far, its teams have coordinated weekly deliveries of fruits and vegetables to members of the city's African, Caribbean, and Black communities who require access to healthy, culturally sensitive food, according to the organization's website. Further initiatives are expected to begin soon. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.